Listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one.
National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
We have hope in you. I love you. Hey, hey, I got hope in you. Welcome. Welcome. We are live, and I mean really live, from West Palm Beach, Florida, talking to you in the studios of WFTL down here in South Florida. That's right. Today we're doing live remote in West Palm Beach, Florida. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And let me talk to my beautiful wife, which I haven't seen now for a whole day. And she's up there in Orlando. Lynn, you there up there in Orlando?
I'm here. Hello, everybody. Hello, Michael. Hello, Larry and Christine.
Hello, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Well, folks, I hope my...
And Nancy, phone, hi.
I hope my speaker here is coming in loud and clear.
It sounds a little funny.
Sounds a little funny?
Sounds
yeah,
muffled.
But that's that radio quality, somewhat sort of in the way with the connection that we have.
Oh, okay.
But it's working.
He sounds closer
okay.
than last
right,
time.
Gotcha.
Just sounds
yeah,
a little
yeah,
muffled.
He don't sound like he in a cave this
no.
time.
Okay.
All right.
I got my tremendous feedback in my headphones.
Oh, wow.
Let me introduce you to the players, folks. First player is to my right. Well, first of all, I'm sorry. I forgot to introduce first to my wife, my co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here. I'm in my seat. I'm sitting here in my usual seat, Michael.
What, y'all?
I said I'm sitting here in my usual seat, and welcome, everybody, to the last Sunday of the month, April 28th show.
Yep. Okay. Now, to my right, here in West Palm Beach, Florida, is Larry McDowell from the Braille Club. Larry McDowell, are you there?
I'm here representing the Braille Club of Palm Beach County and the Braille Bandits of Palm Beach
there
County.
There you go. And to his right, is it to your right or to left, Larry?
My
where
left.
Is she? To Larry's left, we have the fabulous, and I mean the gorgeous, Christine. Christine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There you go.
Is that Christine Belts?
That's the Christine Bell.
All
the
right.
Christine
Hi,
Bell.
Christine.
That's right.
Okay. And how about the other person that's here with me?
Oh, yeah. The one, the only. The one who's in charge of the place. Behind the screen, Mr. Chris Shaw.
Why, hello, hello, and hello again. It's funny
and
seeing you here.
Yeah. Let me introduce someone else, too, because she's the one who drove me here.
That's right.
And she is my assistant, and she is fabulous. Nancy Maniconis
hey,
is with
Nancy.
Us.
Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. So it's time. It's time. Let me hear the first
I guess, Chris, it's
break.
Time. Chris knows.
Yeah, Lighthouse.
Yeah, he knows.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Folks, you're going to hear a little more talking than we normally do because we have to talk back and forth because we're in two different studios. We're here in South Florida. Larry and Christine and myself and Nancy, we're all down here in West Palm Beach, Florida. And Lynn is up there in Orlando, Florida. So you're hearing two different studios tonight. Before we get started, I got to tell you something really very interesting. We just got a new, listen to this one, very careful, listen to this. We just got a new advertiser. And let me just tell you this. This is a very interesting one, very interesting. They have a product that I just tasted that happens to be fabulous. And the reason why, let's put it this way, the first reason why I fell in love with this, it's a coffee company. But the first reason I fell in love with this coffee company is they only hire, listen to this one, people that are either on disability, whether they be autistic, and they also hire blind. So they hire blind folks, they hire autistic folks, and people that are disabled, if they're in wheelchairs. So this is who they hire first. And also, a portion of their income is going to go to the blind and autistic charities. I think that's fabulous. Don't you think that's great, Larry?
I think that's a great idea. I'll support them.
Yeah, okay. But the coffee, now, let me tell you something right now. I just learned about all this coffee thing. There's three types of coffee that, in this country. You got the cheap stuff that most of your restaurants serve. It's, I'm not mentioning names, but it's very cheap coffee. Then you have the middle of the road. They call it good coffee. But then there's the very top of the line that only a few, and I mean few, like we're not talking about big numbers, we're talking very small, serve. It's the, basically, it's the, they call it a supreme bean. I forget the exact name. We call it the premium bean. It's top of the line.
Okay, Mike, so before you go any further, I just want you to know that these phone lines on my end are just blowing up.
They were calling before we went on the air.
We hadn't even opened up the mic yet, and I believe it has something to do with Miss Christine, who over there with you now, and Mike and Mr. McDowell over there with you now, because they calling in from Massachusetts, they calling in from Texas, and I got one more coming in now.
Why don't you tell the name of the coffee?
I want to finish this. I'm all excited about this White Cane coffee. That's the name. Remember the name, White Cane coffee. Why don't we talk more about it later in the show? But White Cane coffee is, let's put it this way, a very unusual coffee. It's not for everybody. For those people who don't like good coffee, and they'll drink anything, mud, whatever you want to call it, well, it's not for you. If you want a coffee that's really top of the line, whether it's decaf, they have French roasted, they have dark roasted, they call it the Columbia Supreme is another one. I like the decaffeinated coffee myself. But if you want something really out of the box, if you want something really tasty, oh, by the way, they only serve fresh, natural, organic coffee. You got that? Natural, organic coffee. That's the bean. Natural. I'm going to say it again. It's natural. It's organic. So you're talking about top of the line. And you can get this right now, just you want to know, it's the White Cane Coffee.com, and you get, if you say radio, you get 10% off. Let me go over that. White Cane Coffee.com, that's on the website, and you say radio, you get 10% off. Lynn, do you know the phone number there?
I do, and it's 814-218-2837.
Can you say it again, please? I can hardly hear it.
I can't help it. I'm saying it as loud as I can.
Okay.
814-218-2837.
And when you call in, say radio, and you get 10% off.
I believe we're okay. Going to break now, Michael. We're so we'll have break. To take the callers on the we other side the of the break.
At the other side of the break. Don't go away. You're listening to Blind and Beyond.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, Monsido.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that nice and slow. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We have some callers on the line right now.
That's right. We do have some callers on the line. Let's take our first caller up in Gaffney, Massachusetts. She goes by the one, the only, the fabulous Sherry. Sherry, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I want to correct you. It's Grafton, G-R-A-F is in Frank, T-O-N, Massachusetts. Yeah, Grafton, actually, Massachusetts, it's North Grafton.
North Grafton.
North Grafton. How are you doing, young lady?
Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
No, this is Lynn in Orlando. You're talking to two different studios. Michael, can you hear her?
We can hear her loud and clear. Okay, Christine, can you hear your friend?
Yes, I can hear. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you, Christine?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Fine, thank you. I wanted to tell you about the microwave I got for my birthday. It has everything talks, and it has CD instructions, and I just highly recommend it.
Wait, you telling me you have a talking microwave?
Yes, I do.
You know how many people in this country want a talking microwave? Can it?
I don't know.
Can it transform?
You have to find that out and give us the lead.
Okay, I'll probably either talk to Sherry tonight or Thursday.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Sherry, and we hope you keep on listening.
Okay, thank you, Lynn.
All right. Enjoy the show.
This is the first time I've gotten on this show, and I titled it wrong. I titled it Christine's Show.
Well, tonight it is.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, we'd like to...
Thank you, Sherry. Have a great...
Welcome, and keep on listening. All right, who's the next caller?
All right, so let's take a journey over to Fredericksburg, Texas.
Wow.
And we're going to talk to the one, the only, the young man himself, the superstar, Duncan.
Duncan.
How you doing, Duncan?
Hi. Hey, hey. Good to hear your voices, folks.
Hi, Duncan.
Hi, and who might that be?
This is Lynn. I'm in Orlando with Chris.
And this is Michael from South Florida. And Christine, here. Christine's
yes,
here.
Hey, Duncan. How you doing?
Hi, Christine. I just wanted to let you know that now that I'm patched in, I'm listening, and then I can switch over to the listen number and call in that and hear the show or hear it on my iTunes. So I'm going to be listening for it. Is it true also we're having a gentleman from Mega Voice?
Yes, we are. He's calling. Daryl Templeton will be calling in at 7:40. So please tune in and feel free to ask him any questions. That would be wonderful.
Well, we have a couple of missionary friends who are connected with indigenous audio scripture ministries to remote villages in Mexico and other places, and they work with the Mega Voice people. So I am quite familiar with that.
Okay, they'll be calling in at
7:40. Well, thank you, Duncan, and keep on listening.
Thank you all. Thank you very much, and I look forward to being with you all later on in the next month.
Okay, that will be great. We are too.
Thank you, Duncan.
Okay. All right, who's on the line?
Thank you.
Take
care now.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to stay right here in the state of Florida and talk with our good friend, the one and only, Dr. Professor Sherry Brun.
Oh, Sherry Brun. Hey, Sherry.
Hello.
Hi, Sherry.
How are you guys?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I wanted to tell you that microwave is made by GE, and it'll talk, but it's Alexa enabled. So you use it with, I don't know if it's Google enabled, but I know it's Alexa enabled. So my Alexa just shut up and now I'm not listening to your show anymore. Anyway.
All right. Well, thanks for that. We appreciate it.
Well, that's what it is. A lot of people are buying them. I have an over-the-counter microwave, like a countertop, and I really love it because it doesn't take up space. So if I didn't have one, I would get one of those because a lot of people really like them. But it is made by GE, and it does talk.
Thanks, Jerry. All right.
You're welcome. You guys, and Lynn, I know I texted you and everything, but I'm so sorry about your loss of your dad. I lost my niece it'll be 2 weeks on Thursday to a drug overdose.
Wow, so we're both going.
Only, the worst part about it,
Sherry.
Yeah, was
a drug overdose, and she's only 42.
Sherry. Oh, my.
So,
sorry.
Very sad, very sudden, very unexpected, and loss is no fun no matter what.
That's right. Thank you, Sherry.
We lost my father-in-law less than 30 days ago. Now I lost my nephew last week.
Right. It's just one thing after another.
And he died 2 days after he retired.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
But thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Same to you.
Take care.
Oh, you too.
All right, we're going right out of trivia. Trivia time. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. It's trivia time. Who is singing this song?
She comes on like a rose. But everybody knows she'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch. Poison ivy, poison ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a-creeping around.
Okay, enough of the song.
Enough of the song.
407-894-1680. While we're waiting for someone to call in,
let's talk to Larry and Christine.
I'm going to talk to Larry right now. Larry?
Yes.
You're up. Larry, tell me what's going on at Braille Club, Larry.
Well, the Braille Club, we try to have so much fun. People look forward to going blind at the Braille Club. we have trivia night. once a month where we get together, and it's like a family fun night. We take trips. We have plays. We have people come in and speak on various topics.
Wasn't Christine a new member?
Oh, Christine, yeah, and we love to have her. She's a new member with us. And
how'd you like, Christine? How'd you like going to Braille Club?
I like it. I really enjoy it.
Good. Well, people should come over. You can join, by the way, anybody in South Florida. You want to join Braille Club, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, we have people come up now from Fort Lauderdale on the Tri-Rail, and we're expanding our programming, and we just had a very successful fundraising day with the Great Give of Florida on Wednesday, and I want to thank all the people out there who contributed. We did really well with that. I want to thank everyone and all the ones who support us. And we also have a Beat Baseball program. If you're not familiar with Beat Baseball and interested, it's a game just like softball, but for blind people, with a beeping ball and beeping bases. And we have a lot of fun with that. So anything you want to, you can call us at the Braille Club, 561-585-2301. And we'll be glad to answer any of your questions or reach out to you in any way we can help.
It's in the phone book, too. So if you just look up Braille Club, West Palm Beach, Florida, it's, in case you missed this phone, you're more than welcome. Just look up Braille Club, West Palm Beach, Florida, talk to Larry.
Or the website. We have a website as well.
What's the website?
BrailleClub.web.com.
BrailleClub.web.com?
Yes.
Okay. What's your name, Chris?
Yes, sir. I'm all yours.
Anybody calling in yet?
Yeah. We got our good friend all the way from Pensacola, Florida, Cecil, on the phone line.
What's your name?
Cecil from Pensacola, Florida.
Cecil, is that a new person? Cecil.
That's me. I'm Cecil, Lord Sea Dog in Pensacola. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
So tell me something. You know who's singing that song?
Yeah, I think they were known as the Robins.
Oh, no.
Now, wait a minute. Wait, no.
That's all. You only get that one shot, so you got to call back to the next one, Cecil.
Listen to me. They were formerly known as the Robins.
Well, as far as I know, they didn't make the
Robins. They were formerly known as the Robins. They're called the Coasters, but they were formerly known as the Robins.
Well, all I can tell you is the group that's on that label is known as the Coasters. They had
that's right.
That's what he just said,
now,
Michael.
But they were formerly known as the Robins.
All right, so he won. All righty.
All right, well, I'll give it to you.
Cecil said, I'm going to get
Robins
it.
Because when the Coasters came in business, I can tell you that now, I knew the group, the Coasters. I've seen them in person many times, and I was with them on stage with my ex-partner, Jocko Henderson, and they were known as the Coasters, all I know, from like 56 on. So if they were
yeah,
Robins,
they were known as the Coasters, but their formerly name was the Robins. They changed their name to the Coasters.
So what did he win, Michael? Let's move on. What did he win?
You won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
All righty.
I don't need that. I need Sonny's Barbecue. I've already got a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they even had Pensacola. They had
Yeah, we got a Sonny's up here. We got two Sonny's, and we visit them quite frequently.
Really?
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, we have to find out if that's one of ours.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it is,
listen,
we'll say.
I need to announce something, if it's all right. Our vice president of our Florida Council of the Blind chapter here in Pensacola, Pat Smith, lost her husband Friday. Carrie?
Oh, another one. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Pat Smith, Carrie Smith, died Friday afternoon.
Oh, my. Well, our condolences. Well, it's unbelievable.
My condolences. Lynn.
Yes.
Can you please look up?
I will.
Look, please. It's here with a 27 Sonny's Barbecue. See right. If there are any in Pensacola.
I will look.
We've got three in Pensacola. Yes.
You know, But the owner who's giving us, as they say, the money for the advertising only has 27. And that's where those gift cards come from, the
right.
27.
Oh,
if you are
I'm sure if our Sonny's up here. I like their redneck egg rolls. They're good.
Yeah. All right. Well,
hey, Cecil, hold on one moment.
We'll
don't hang up, all right?
It. Thank you, Cecil.
All right.
All right.
Sure thing.
Okay. All right. We have any other callers?
Give your name and phone number.
Yeah,
off the air and address. We'll send you a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. We have our next caller on the phone line, but it's our guest caller.
Oh, our guest caller's ready. Okay. Well, we have 4 minutes left. Let's talk to Christine for a little while, Michael.
Christine, you're up now. Christine?
Yes.
You're up.
Okay. What would you like me to say?
Whatever you would like to say. Whatever you would like to say. First of all, I want to thank you very much, Christine. Okay, how you're helping us with the radio show, Blind and Beyond, how you're giving us great leads. I'm thankful that you're giving us some money. So the point being is, we love you being part of the radio show.
Well, thank you very much.
So
thank you for having me on the show today.
You're more than welcome. More than welcome.
So what do you like about the show, Christine?
Well, I find it's relevant to us as blind people, and it also educates the sighted population.
That's right.
Correct.
Too few shows do that. So I find this to be a blessing.
Well, you'll see how you like the show when you're here for 2 hours, and you see how you like it.
That's funny.
You see, as the old story goes, now you'll see how the other side is.
Oh, yes. I listen to the radio a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Michael, before we go to break, thank you, Christine. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again during the show. Before we go to break, I just want to remind everybody that if you're in the Central Florida area, or if you're thinking about moving to the Orlando area, and you're looking for a job, that Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works are always looking for qualified people, and you can just give them a call at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. They have many, many positions open.
I want to say also something else.
Yes.
When someone calls in and you're going to give a trivia question, you got to give the answer to the group now, the name now. Whatever they were 10 years before, I couldn't care less. Because everybody, they changed their names to cockamamie, whatever. So on that recording of Poison Ivy or Charlie Brown, or they had Searching, they had many, many hits. Under the Boardwalk, no, that was the Drifters. But it's always, we have to use the name that was on the recording. So whatever they were before, I'm your uncle. I couldn't care less. Anyway, I gave it to him. But the point is, you got to go by the name who actually had the hit. Is that right, Larry?
That's right.
Okay. Got Larry with me saying yes, it's right. That's it, folks. We're going to go to break.
Well, we have 1 minute. We have one minute.
We got 1 minute to break time.
Yes, we do.
And don't forget now, White Cane Coffee. That's the coffee to get. And don't forget to say when you call up to order it, radio, because that's when you get the 10% off. When you say radio, get 10% off. And I mean, this is really good coffee. It's natural. It's organic coffee. It's the real McCoy.
Here we go to
what
break,
you're drinking
Michael.
Normally, that's not the real coffee. This is the real coffee. White Cane Coffee. Don't break. Don't go away. A lot more coming up.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays. Supplemental life insurance. And college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates. Up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
What is your favorite story? I mean, your most favorite story of all time. Now, let me introduce you to your most favorite audio player. Well, it might not be yet, but I'm thinking it soon will be. Introducing MegaVoice. MegaVoice is accessible, engineered with the visually challenged in mind. MegaVoice is easy to use. Tactile buttons are easily navigated. MegaVoice is portable, compact, lightweight, and rugged. Shock-resistant, heat-resistant, and water-resistant. Call us at 1-800-219-1758. That's 1-800-219-1758. Or write us at info@megavoice.com.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. #BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts and I got to drive one. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, MONSIDO.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
I use it.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. If you hear us talking during the break, that's because we are in another city. We are in South Florida, West Palm Beach, Florida, another studio. We're doing a live remote. Lynn and Chris Shaw, they're up in Orlando. And today it's live from Orlando and West Palm Beach, Florida. At the same time, we're doing it live remote from both. I believe it's time for our guest.
It is
that right, Lynn?
That's correct. We're very excited to talk to Daryl Templeton, and Daryl is the chief officer of MegaVoice, and MegaVoice is a solar audio Bible, so this will be the first time we're talking to Daryl, and we're going to learn all about it. Welcome, Daryl.
Welcome, Daryl, to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, Daryl. Welcome.
Thank you, Michael. It is really a privilege to be joining you guys on this beautiful Sunday evening.
It is. Where are you calling from, Daryl?
I'm calling from Virginia. We live up here just north of Richmond.
Okay.
In Virginia.
I know you're in Holland, you're in Indonesia, you're everywhere, so it's hard to keep up with you.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Daryl, would you please tell us, because I've been, people are asking me, and I'm acting stupid here, about MegaVoice. What is MegaVoice all about? Please tell us, Daryl.
Yeah. MegaVoice is the inventor of the world's first audio Bible. So over 30 years ago, MegaVoice invented the first solar-powered audio Bible. And since then, it has improved and gotten smaller and more compact and more easy to use. And so that's what we're most famous for. So we've been doing that for over 30 years, and we're better known in other countries even than we are here in the U.S. But MegaVoice is a wonderful audio Bible. I use mine almost every day. And more recently now, we've developed the world's first truly accessible audio player. And we did that in partnership with Vision Australia, and which is kind of like the NFB of Australia. And they, along with us over the past year, we've really honed and perfected this great little player. It's called the Kinect, and it is really the first truly easy-to-use, simple, accessible audio player.
And tell us about and that, Daryl. Tell us about the accessibility for the visually impaired.
Yeah, it's first of all, it's a simple player. So it only has a few buttons. It's smaller than most cell phones, so it's quite a bit smaller than an iPhone.
Wow.
It has tactile buttons on the front. It was made really with, visually impaired people in mind. So it's not complicated. It's not going to do everything that a Victor Stream or something else does. It's just an e-book reader. So you can choose from the bookshelf your books that you have on the player, and then you choose, and then you can go forward through the bookshelf, select the book that you want to listen to, or magazine, or newspaper, whatever you have loaded on the player, and then you can then go through the chapters. It also has a timer on it, so you can set it to, if you're going to be listening at night, and you want it to, you know that you're going to be falling asleep soon, so you can set it so that within 15 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour, it will shut itself off. And so some people like to listen, you know, till they fall asleep. So anyway, it's just a easy-to-use, simple player. And so we're quite excited about that. But that one will be available throughout the United States. It's already available throughout Europe and Australia. And we're coming to the U.S. now with that player.
Christine, did that answer your question? Do you have any questions to ask Daryl?
Yes. Well, I do have some questions.
Oh, good.
Sure.
And we're going to invite people to call in. Chris is back behind the
phone. To call in if you want to speak to Daryl. It's 407-894-1680. The lines are wide open. Okay. If you want to ask Daryl a question about Mega Voice, 407-894-1680. Good, Christine.
Okay, the first question I have is, do you have any plans to bring this to Canada?
Absolutely, yes. We have several people in Canada already wanting to represent us. And we do have an office in Hamilton that represents us in Canada. So it will be available there. The and I forget the name of the association now. They've actually gone to visit Vision Australia to see how they are setting it up with the library, with their audio library, so that the individual people can just connect to the internet, connect to the library, and automatically download their books to the player. So, yeah, there's already talks for that, and it's in the works.
Does that answer your question, Christine?
Yes,
any
yes,
other questions?
I do have another one. What translations of the Bible are on this device?
Okay. So the Kinect is not for audio Bibles. The Kinect is an e-book reader, so it's for your electronic books. It really doesn't do well for listening to the Bible. For the Bible, I would recommend either the Envoy S or the Envoy S Dual. And MegaVoice provides the world's only bilingual audio Bible. So you can navigate instantly between two languages. So if you're in Canada and you want to listen to the French and the English, you just find the book and chapter that you're wanting to listen to, and you can toggle instantly between the two languages.
And that's solar.
So that's,
I'm sorry, Daryl, is that solar powered also?
Are they, yes, yeah.
All solar powered.
Correct, yeah. All our players are solar powered, but they can plug in as well.
So
any standard Android cell phone charger will charge it, so you don't have to put it out in the sun. Recently met with one of our blind users from North Carolina, and he says, you know, I insisted on buying the charger, and he says, you know, I've had my player now for a year, and I've not used the charger once.
Wow.
And I said, well,
I said, are you listening to it? Are you using it? He says, yeah, I listen about an hour or two a day. He says, but whatever I'm not using it, I just put it with a solar panel up on my desk.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I haven't had to charge it all year. So you don't have to put it in the sun, but the solar panel is very efficient. So, but you can plug it in. You can plug it to your computer or into a direct, you know, plug or your car or any of the outlets that have the USB connector, or just put it in the sun or where it's getting sunshine.
Darryl,
so
we have
very
another,
practical.
Darryl, we have another caller from South Florida
sure.
who has a question for you. Nicole, welcome, Nicole, and please meet Darryl Templeton from Mega Voice.
Hi, Darryl. Hi, Lynn. How are you
hi.
Tonight?
Hi. Fine, thank you.
And hi to everybody in South Florida, Christine and Larry. Love
right.
you guys.
You have a question, Darryl?
Hi, Darryl. I have a question about because do you know exactly when for sure? Now I have a first of all I have the heavy here in West Palm. We have the talking book player, the Library of Congress player,
mm-hmm.
from here in West Palm, and I absolutely love my talking books. I feel like I'm slipping away from a traditional book.
What is your question,
listening.
Nicole? What is your question?
But my question is to you is downloading. Do you download from a computer?
Yes, you can download from a computer, or if you were connected to a library or audiobook, you know, source, or if someone can connect to you, for you, you know. So it's really, you know, we're not there yet as far as being user friendly for connecting just any audio source, and we're working on that software. But so if you're already an ebook user, and so then you can just download your audio books to the player.
And what about the Bible stories? I'm interested in that.
So if you have the audio, you can download
Nicole.
It to the
thank
player.
Bible. Well, he said. So, I was calling in, and I had my Bose speaker turned down, so I couldn't hardly. He said something about the Bible. I know that it came out with the Bible like 30 years ago, but I guess you can download the Bible. Can you to the player?
You could, but I wouldn't recommend it to the new Connect player. It just the navigation is not really made for listening to a Bible.
Right.
I would recommend one of our other players because, you know, the Bible has 66 books. And
yes.
So to go through that, to try to navigate through all of that to find the book and chapter that you're wanting to listen to could be a little cumbersome.
Okay.
Thank you, Nicole, for calling.
Huh?
I said thank you for calling, and
all right.
Other people
nice,
would like to ask a question.
Nice talking to you all, thank you, Darryl.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You have another caller, Chris?
Yeah, no? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Nicole. Okay. I thought we had another caller.
I'd like to ask, how would you listen to a newspaper on the Connect?
Oh, good question. So in Australia, you know, through our test, they actually have people that record newspapers. They volunteer and do the recording of some of the local newspapers. But then also if you do text-to-speech and you have access to that, then you can listen to any newspaper using the text-to-speech. And so that is, but if you prefer the human voice, then there are some that will have those recorded with a human voice, which is kind of nice. And so then they do that, and they make that available in Australia for their library there. And so they have access to over 300 newspapers that the people that subscribe to the library can choose from.
Is that available in the U.S.?
I don't, not the Australian ones, no. Not that I know of. So it would have to see if you have access to, you know, software that does the text-to-speech, then you can just choose the newspaper, and then it will be, of course, the computerized voice.
But Larry, the Kinect is so tiny. It's unbelievable. And it's very rugged looking.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, so what you're saying then, Daryl, just so in case people are getting a little bit confused, that you have various products, various devices, and one is called the Kinect, and that's for the e-books? And then
correct.
Then you have, which ones are for the Bible specifically?
Well, the ones that we have the Envoy S, mm-hmm. which is great for if you're doing just one language or one translation. And matter of fact, I would like to make a special offer here for Blind and Beyond radio show for the listeners. If they would like to test and try one, if they will call us on Monday and mention that they heard it here on the Blind and Beyond radio show, then they will have a special. What we'd like to offer is for $45, which is about half the price.
Wow.
$45,
oh my goodness.
They can have the Bible of their choice
oh
on an Envoy S player and for them to try. But if they would like to try to have a Bible with two versions of the Bible and or two languages, then we'll offer the Envoy S Dual for $50. And so for they can if they want to practice their French or their Spanish or German, they can have English and another language of your choice. If we have that in stock, don't be choosing some obscure language that we don't have, but of the languages that we have, all the major languages, then and we have over 100 of those. So we can provide English and another language, or perhaps you would like to try a new version of the Bible,
wow.
for instance, the NIV. Or the ESV or NLT, you know, different versions of the Bible, along with maybe the old King James that you're familiar with.
Daryl,
so
we
have those.
Daryl, tell us about the tech support for anybody that was wondering about that.
Sure. Our players are guaranteed for 1 year, mm-hmm. and you can call us. We have a 1-800 number during office hours. And we do provide tech support to our listeners, our users, and they're very rugged, very intuitive. We get very few calls, so it's very rare that we get any calls. Usually, it's after 5 to 10 years, people will call us because they need a new battery, and that's usually the most calls that we get for are people that want a new battery for their player.
Wow. Well, give people the contact information so they can call
you
tomorrow.
So they can call us, So you can write to info@megavoice.com. That's probably the easiest.
info@megavoice.com. Okay.
And just say, I heard about the offer on the radio show, and please, here's my phone number. Please call me. And I want to make an order. Or if they want to call us on our 1-800 number tomorrow during office hours, they can reach us at 1-800-219-1758.
Is that on our website? Is that on our website?
Yes.
Yeah, megavoice.com is our website.
Yes, it's on our website. It's on our website. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our website, in case you want to know, folks, is blind. AndBeyondRadioShow.org. So everything that Daryl's saying, go to our website, BlindAndBeyondRadioShow.org. All the information's there if you want to call them up.
And if you didn't catch the number, you can call in off air, and Chris will give you the number because I wrote it down.
Super.
Well, thank you so much, Daryl.
Thank you so much, Daryl. Thank you.
Thank you, and just thank you for all that you guys do, and it's just a joy. Appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you too. Thank you so much. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
For those folks who are listening for the first time, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted folks and the blind folks in the country. So if you listen to the show, glad you joined us. If you want to write to us, it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You want to write to us? You have PSA you want to give out? You have anything to say? Call us. If you want to call us, that's a different phone, but that's
You want to call us, it's 407-894-1680. You want to write to us, it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I think we have a few minutes.
Yes, you have 4 minutes to the top
okay,
of the hour.
Larry.
Okay.
You're still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You're on.
Wanted to talk about we're having a breakfast at the Applebee's in West Palm Beach on Saturday morning from 8 to 11. It's like a little fundraising breakfast for the Braille Club. Applebee's at 1975 North Military Trail in West Palm Beach. If you're not familiar with the Braille Club, come out, have breakfast with us, meet some of the people from the Braille Club. We're going to have a great time.
Okay. Michael?
Yep.
Guess what? I forgot to do my shout-outs at the beginning of the show. So
say it now. Say it now, your shout-out.
Squeak them in right now. Okay, here's my shout-outs. To Pauline Ohadi in Kentucky from the National Church Conferences, Jack Smith in Tavares, Dr. Williams in Philly, and Robin Folsom in Georgia. And also, I believe it was yesterday, so a one-day belated happy birthday to our loyal listener, Anthony Hodgetts in Calgary, Canada.
Hey, Anthony, if you're listening, happy birthday
that's
there
right.
in Canada.
Yep, yep. So that's it.
Christine.
Yes.
You have any shout-outs, Christine?
You got a minute.
I got a minute.
Before the top of the hour. Then you can talk after the hour.
You have any shout-outs, okay. Christine?
Shout-outs, I have several, if it's okay.
Go ahead.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my sister, Lisa, who brought me here today.
Thank you, Lisa.
And I have shout-outs for Duncan Holmes in Fredericksburg, Texas, Sherry Bicknell in New Hampshire, and Carrie Giesbrick and Arlene Ned up in Castlegar, British Columbia, Canada.
All right.
And Beth Moline from St. Cloud, Minnesota.
There you go.
And how about your parents? They're not listening?
Yeah.
My parents, yes. I'm sure my mother and father, I'm sure they're listening.
All right.
But to my mom and dad, hi, Mom. Okay, I know that everybody says hi, Mom, but.
Hey.
So, hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
There you are on WFTL 850 AM.
On the 850 on the AM now here in South Florida.
That's nice. So, all right.
Hey, folks, don't forget to call us. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Oh, by the way. If you ever want to listen on your cell phone to the radio show, and I don't know where you're at, but you're not in the house, you're not in the car, you're just on your cell phone, tune in 518-712-0057. I'm going to say it again nice and slow. You can listen on your cell phone, 518-712-0057.
You don't need an app. Just a regular
don't need an app.
Call.
Just call and goes right there.
Right.
Hey, folks, stay around. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. The second hour is coming up. Don't go away. And we got more trivia. And also, we'll be talking about a little more about this fabulous coffee, White Cane Coffee.
And Dr. Skolnick is calling.
And Dr. Skolnick coming up next hour, too. Yep. And we got more trivia. Don't go away. A lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Boom, boom, boom. Boom. Whoa.